welcome to another half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Since we've all seen a lot more of our homes recently than possibly we've liked, today's tracks are all about home. Now, if ever I was to consider moving back to California, I might well think of making a home in Pasadena. Pasadena's a great city in the Los Angeles area, albeit rather smoggy in summer. Jerry Nagano was recorded in concert on Barton Theatre Pipes in the Rialto Square Theatre Joliet during the 2011 edition of the Pipe Organ Extravaganza, held annually over Easter weekend, but now regrettably discontinued. From Home in Pasadena to Home Where Shadows Fall, composed in 1931 by Harry and Jeffrey Clarkson and Peter Van Steeden. This is veteran American organist William McMaines and the Robert Morton in the Lauren Whitney Studio in Glendale, just a short drive from Pasadena. I have wonderful memories of hearing this next song, Paddlin' Madeline Home, played in concert by the Pasadena Roof Orchestra sometime in the 1970s. Harry Woods wrote this enduring hit in 1925, and David Gray included it in his 80 Shades of Grey CD, recorded in 2018 on the Sanfilippo Wurlitzer in Barrington, Illinois. Unfortunately, David has decided to focus entirely on his professional piano career, a great loss to the theatre pipe world. Staying in those supposedly gentler but equally troubled times, Walking My Baby Back Home dates from 1930, but was revived in 1951 by Nat King Cole and the following year by Johnny Ray. Natalie Cole also recorded a very eerie duet with her father in 2008, 43 years after his death. A much less strange arrangement was taped by Ron Rode for his Corn Silk CD, featuring the Rhinestone Barton in the RKO Iowa Theatre in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Thank you.
In 1942, Cole Porter wrote songs for the film Something to Shout About. The standout number was You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, which became a big hit for Dinah Shore in 1943. This track of Keith Beckingham and the Wurlitzer in the Clive Bank Town Hall is taken from his Ritz Beckingham CD, released in 2004. The installation in Clive Bank lasted some 10 years before the organ was badly flooded, since the chambers were in the basement. The Wurlitzer is now in Parkshaw's Borough Hall, installed high up in a balcony, well away from any possible flooding. Next, I have a couple of British contributions to the Home Song List. The first is Fly Home Little Heart, from Ivan Novello's show King's Rhapsody, which premiered in 1949. This is the late Brian Sharp and the Tal Borum Wurlitzer. The duo of Jimmy Campbell and Reginald Connolly are well known in the music publishing world, but both were also accomplished songwriters, sometimes using the pseudonym Irving King. Show Me the Way to Go Home was published under that name in 1925, and is often sung as if the singer is intoxicated. Tom Hazelton interpreted the song as a delightful swinging vamp. Show me the way to go home. Tom Hazelton and a digitally sampled Allen instrument in the Octave Hall of the company's headquarters in Macungie, Pennsylvania, recorded in 2002. Back to Air Through Pipes and Ashley Miller, with a Stephen Foster classic from 1853, My Old Kentucky Home, which became the official state song in 1928. The organ is the Wurlitzer in the Long Island University Gymnasium, formerly the Paramount Theatre in Brooklyn, New York.
Thank you.
back home again in Indiana. Ken Double and his opener for his Prelude to the Page CD, featuring the Page organ in the Paramount Theatre, Anderson, Indiana, where I should have been in early July for the American Theatre Organ Society convention. That event has been postponed until the same time next year, but the way the pandemic is progressing, who knows whether that'll actually happen. That's all, folks, for this Hot Pipes. Until next time, this is Steve Ashley, signing off. Bye-bye for now.